If you thought ISIS was frightening before, well, consider this. The State Department says that it's looking into reports that the terrorist group is using chemical weapons against its enemies, specifically chlorine gas. Ever since we became aware of how strong and brutal ISIS was, one key question has been this. What if they could get their hands on nuclear weapons? Is it even possible that ISIS could get hold of one? Someone who can really help us with that question is my next guest, Valerie Plame, the former CIA officer who worked to stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons. She left the agency after her cover was blown by Dick Cheney's office. She's now an author, and her latest novel is Burned, and she joins us from Washington. As a matter of fact, Valerie, your new novel talks about a nuclear arms dealer. How hard would it be for the Islamic State to get a nuke?
Alas, it is fairly easy because nuclear technology has, of course, proliferated. There's highly enriched uranium, and for them, unfortunately, it's way too easy.
Let's talk about the report this week that chlorine gas may be something that the Islamic State already has. First of all, how hard is it to produce that? And secondly, if they have chlorine gas, what else might they have?
Well, the problem with chemical weapon use, of course, is it's very ineffective on the battlefield. You have to assess where the wind is going and so forth. Chlorine is a fairly common and easy to make chemical weapon. Of course, we had gone into Syria and they had claimed that they had cleared all their chemical stockpiles. But ISIS is using this perhaps to see how effective it can be on the battlefield because they are clearly advancing and hungry for more territory.
Does the fact that many of the attacks that we're seeing from the Islamic State in North America, the fact that they are of a lone wolf origin, does that at least give us some solace against their use of a nuclear weapon or a chemical weapon insofar as it's harder for a lone wolf to get access to such weaponry?
Indeed, if that's how you want to look at it, but that is a grave concern because there may be those that are ideologically aligned with ISIS. They've been drawn in by their pretty slick propaganda, and yet they're not officially part of it, and they are taking out, they are acting out what they perceive to be their jihadist route in these attacks that we saw the other day in Canada. Perhaps what we saw in New York, we don't know, and there may be others. In terms of getting nuclear material or dirty bomb, unfortunately, it is much too easy.